Hello, I'm allegedly Andrew Heaton, and this is Mostly Weekly. Thursday, the FCC voted to begin the process of peeling back Obama-era internet regulations. In other words, the internet is free-balling again. So what is net neutrality? It sounds like a volleyball competition in Switzerland, but actually, it's a thing that regulates the internet, the place where I do most of my shopping, Jeeves asking, and your facing. Your face is my startup where you post pictures of things and then people rate how much they look like your face. Net neutrality forbids internet providers from charging different rates or providing different speeds for different data. It does so by defining the internet as a public utility through a law literally designed for 19th century railroads. Which reminds me of my app, Strangers on a Train. You know when you need to murder someone? Well, this allows you to swap murders with someone on the train. Hashtag MurderShare. Before this FCC vote, the government could micromanage the internet. And in case you've forgotten, this is the government. The FCC is the governmental body regulating the internet, the selfsame agency tasked with regulating Janet Jackson's nipple slips and Steve Colbert's use of the phrase cock holster. Damn it! The internet is nipple slips and cock holsters. The alternative policy is not fiddling with it, which is exactly how the internet operated until February of 2015. Despite what you're reading on Twitter, corporations did not just take over the internet. These net neutrality rules have only been around 2 years. Before that, for the last 30 years, the internet didn't have those rules, and I think it worked out pretty well, with the exception of 4chan, Salon.com, and pop-up ads. Once net neutrality is repealed, companies are free to charge premium rates and speeds, which is completely normal in other industries. Even the post office has priority mail, standard, first class, and lost. To make an analogy, there are these things called highways. And net neutrality effectively mandates that the passing lane goes the same speed as the right lane with that stupid old person from Florida who won't turn off her goddamn blinker. And look, I get why people hate cable providers. They're terrible. But Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Amazon are also big, scary corporations, and they support net neutrality, which seems ominous. Almost as if large corporations like regulatory burdens that mostly affect small startups. Please like and subscribe. Net neutrality is supposed to stop cable companies from slowing down websites they don't like that refuse to pay them. The only problem is this has never actually happened. The closest thing occurred in 2010 when MetroPCS offered a budget data plan that had unlimited YouTube streaming, but not unlimited Netflix and Hulu because it was harder to compress them. So net neutrality is a solution in search of a problem. And here's a list of other things that sound like problems, but aren't. The other big, dark hypothetical is that cable companies will block or censor websites they don't like, which has happened exactly 0 times. We don't know how the internet's going to evolve, or what kind of interesting holographic pornography we'll be into 10 years from now. It could be that we'll need super ultra-fast service to watch that holo porn, but we can use older, slower service to say mean things about me on YouTube. We don't know how the internet's going to evolve, and neither does the FCC. John Oliver made net neutrality a cause du jour, but one of the problems those of us who disagree have is we don't even have a slogan we can fit on a bumper sticker. So how about organic internet? Quit fiddling with it! He also started a website called GoFCCYourself.com for fans to register their support of net neutrality. Well, if you support an organic internet, you can go to our website that we started. FCCYouKnowMe.com. I am told that's a rap thing. You can go there and play Minesweeper because the internet works best doing its own thing.